The Islamic Revolution leader says at a time when technology is fast moving ahead, efficient management helps Iran in its speedy march towards progress. IAEA Director General underscores Iran's cooperation with his agency has made progress. And a plane crash in Turkey kills 56 people. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and a very warm welcome to Jami Jam Network News coming to you live from Tehran. Please stay with us. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says efficient management helps Iran in its speedy march towards progress at a time when technology is fast moving ahead. Addressing a group of clerics on Thursday, the leader underlined the fact that the country needs to make scientific planning. The leader said change which is sure to happen should be accepted and managed in the right direction. Ayatollah Khamenei added, seminary schools have always been the cradle of free thinking and serious scientific debates. The leader said a center for training scholars is a must today, something which will see Iran promote the Islamic values and teachings internationally. The Secretary of Iran's National Security Council and EU Foreign Policy Chief meet today in London. Saeed Jalili and Javier Solana are set to talk about a number of topics. One is Iran's nuclear issue. Jalili is to tell Solana about Iran's latest stance in the nuclear case. Iranian government spokesman Ghulam Hossein Ilham said that Jalili will present new ideas and initiatives. Jalili, who arrived in London on Thursday, met with his British counterpart and discussed with him world issues. El Baradei says Iran's cooperation with the IAEA has made progress. IAEA Director General Mohammad El Baradei on Thursday hoped Iran's nuclear issue will be resolved through joint efforts of the international community. Ahead of Friday talks between Iran and European Union in London, El Baradei touched upon the different stances adopted by the U.S. and EU, saying the International Atomic Energy Agency will study proposals from all parties and find the best way to work out the issue. Meanwhile, the Russian Foreign Ministry said an impartial assessment of Iran's nuclear program is needed to find a comprehensive solution to the issue. Some 3,000 Iranians residing abroad will head for the holy city of Mecca to perform the major Hajj rituals this year. Iran's Hajj organization said Iranian pilgrims will travel to Mecca or Medina from the U.S. or European countries. They will be offered planned services when they join the Iranian traveling teams at Medina or Jeddah airports until leaving Saudi Arabia. President Ahmadinejad sent a letter to the Committee on the Exercise of the Inalienable Rights of Palestinians to say the international community should seriously stand up to Israeli aggression against Palestinians. He also said the world needs to work out the solution to the Palestinian crisis. Iran's Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki has said U.S. efforts against the Iranian nuclear program have resulted in loss for America. He rejected any talk on Iran-U.S. ties, adding such ties are not on Iran's foreign policy agenda. Mottaki also referred to the doomed Annapolis meeting and said it was to rebuild the failed image of Israel. A Turkish plane carrying 56 people crashes in the southwestern province of Isparta. Rescue teams have found the wreckage of the plane. A plane carrying 49 passengers and 7 crew from Istanbul disappeared from the radar as it was preparing to land at Isparta airport. A representative of the German industries has warned that unilateral sanctions by Germany on Iran will be detrimental to Germany and to the benefit of China. Matthias Mistecherlich said by imposing sanctions, Germany will lose its status as the largest trade partner of Iran. Pakistan's Pervez Musharraf has launched his civilian presidency. In a nationwide television address yesterday evening, hours after being sworn in for his second five-year term, Musharraf said he is determined to lift the state of emergency on December the 16th. Australian Prime Minister-elect Kevin Rudd has said he would pull the country's 550 combat troops out of Iraq by the middle of next year, a significant shift in Canberra's role in the U.S.-led conflict. Australia has some 1,500 troops involved in Iraqi operations. In early morning trade in Asia, New York's main contract, light sweet crude for January delivery, goes 2 cents up at $91.03 a barrel. Traders are focusing on next week's OPEC output meeting in Abu Dhabi. A 7.4 magnitude earthquake has struck near the French Caribbean island of Martinique, causing at least one death. About 100 people have required medical treatment. Buildings collapsed on Martinique and nearby Barbados. The deep center of the quake meant there was no threat of a tsunami. You're watching JamiJam Network News. Iran's Red Crescent Society stood second at the youth competition of the International Red Cross Societies. The Iranian youth won the spot mainly for the active role they play in the region. The competition was part of a conference of the Red Cross and the Red Crescent Societies, which is underway in Geneva, Switzerland. On the sidelines of the event, two officials talked to our reporter about Iran's positive role and activities.
The Iranian Red Crescent Society has developed very good experience and knowledge with regard to the natural disasters, and it is known that the Iranian Red Crescent is capable of dealing with natural disasters from the experience in Iran, and their knowledge and experience is important to pass to other countries.
Delegations from 183 countries discussed various issues, including immigration, climate change, violence, and pandemic diseases in the event. Well, that's all for this edition of JamiJam Network News. Up next is the nationwide weather forecast. Thanks for watching and goodbye.